You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to MLB.com Extras. This is Matthew Leach. I'll be talking Tampa Bay Rays with MLB.com's Rays beat reporter, Bill Chastain. So, Bill, we haven't talked in a while, and so I'm going to kick us off with something that kind of seems like ancient history, given all that's gone on all over baseball this winter. But by far the biggest player transaction move that this club has made this offseason is dealing Will Myers in a mega deal. I think 11 players went one way or another in a very big deal. What do you think moving Myers says about sort of overall direction and strategy of the franchise as far as how they balance 2015 with how they balance the years to come?
Well, as they always say, they want to make moves with an eye on the present and an eye on the future. I don't think in any way does it indicate that they are giving up on this season. In fact, I think they feel like they're very competitive with what they've done. They like Steven Souza, who they got from the Nationals, and then they also like the catcher they got from the Padres, Rene Rivera. And Ryan Hannigan, the guy they got last year to catch for him, I think they were looking for more out of him. It didn't turn out. He's been injured for 2 years in a row. So I think they unloaded a little bit of salary there. I also like this kid. They seem to like him, too. The right-hander, I'm a little intrigued by from the Padres, Bert Smith, who sounds pretty close to Major League ready. So, I just think it's a question of taste. I don't think it was whether or not you were just giving up on Myers or whatnot. I think they liked what they saw in these other guys, and they went for it.
You mentioned Rivera, and he is actually coming off a rather nice year, but I think you've written he seems to be somebody that ideally you might prefer to use as a backup catcher. He may have the ability. He might be perfectly good as an everyday guy, but I think ideally maybe he's best suited as a backup guy. Does that mean that they are still currently searching for an everyday catcher?
Of course, that wouldn't surprise me a bit. I know the hottest guy they got in the minors is a guy named Justin O'Connor, and he will play AAA this year, and so I don't really think he's ready for the majors yet. They also like Kurt Casale, who played a lot last year. But right now I think Rivera is kind of earmarked to be their starting guy, even though if you take away last year, I would certainly agree he was earmarked to be a backup. So who knows? Maybe the lights came on offensively. I do know he's supposed to be really good calling the games and framing pitches and the whole bit. So in talking to some of the pitchers, they're pretty excited about his acquisition.
And then the other sort of biggest player news for this club more recently is there are these reports that something is imminent with Asdrubal Cabrera, which seems like a kind of an odd fit, though he's been a pretty good player in the past. Where does Cabrera fit in with the 2015 Rays, assuming this deal gets done?
Well, right now you would just have to say it's a total depth situation. You would have your middle guys would be Zobrist, Escobar, and Cabrera. If you're kind of looking ahead, you got to believe that they're probably looking to trade Zobrist. And he makes the most sense. He'd probably be the hardest one to trade as far as, for the fans, because he's extremely popular. He's in the last year of his contract. He has a $7.5 million deal this year. But if they can get some guys back for this guy, I think it makes a lot of sense. Now, Cabrera, it's kind of funny. I haven't seen him play a lot over the years. I remember him when he played shortstop for the Indians, and I thought he was a magician out there as a fielder, and apparently his fielding has gone down a little bit, so that probably makes him play out better as a second baseman, which he did last year with the Nationals. So I think it's a strong acquisition either way, whether you keep Zobrist or not, but I do think there's a good chance Zobrist could get traded before spring training.
We've talked extensively about Zobrist's future and when they might deal him and what they might get back for him. I think one thing we've never actually talked about, and I find myself wondering, is it really a done deal that they don't find a way to re-up him beyond this year? Is it anywhere in the picture that rather than dealing him or letting him walk as a free agent, that they might be able to work something out to keep him around beyond this year?
Based on what they've done historically, I would say no, because probably the one thing that they are is that they're true to their model. And I think once they become where they get too sentimental about one player and they kind of break from their model, I think that's where they're going to get in trouble. Right now they go with young pitching, young players, players they can control salary-wise. and that fits them, and it's worked well for them ever since, you know, this regime took over. So I'd be very surprised if he got an extension, despite how popular and what a great, great person and player he is.
So if they have, in fact, at least put themselves in a position where they're able to make that kind of move, and I'm not saying that bringing in Cabrera means it's a done deal, but it at least sort of allows them to cushion the blow. If this is getting maybe closer or becoming more viable, what do you think the desired return is? Do you think the desired return is something that again is playable in 2015, or this, if they were to move Zobrist, would it be something where they would be, again, maybe looking more down the road?
Well, I don't think they're in a position where they have to find something for 2015. You look at the depth in the outfield, and then you also look at their infield. Their infield is set. So, if there's a really nice player that comes and maybe they put somebody else in the deal with them, maybe an outfielder, maybe a David DeJesus, you might see somebody who would contribute now. But I would guess more would be a top-of-the-line prospect or two that they could use to add to their minor league depth.
Have you seen, and I know it's, and by and large, it's the same people, so I understand it's not like there was a massive turnover in the front office, but have you seen, even subtly, philosophical differences in how this front office operates in the absence of Andrew Friedman and even in the absence of Joe Maddon, who I realize wasn't in the front office but clearly had a voice in how things were done? Have you seen even subtle differences in any of their philosophy, any of the way they approach player acquisition or roster construction or anything like that?
You know, I really haven't. I think Matt Silverman, it was the perfect guy to take over as the for Friedman, and of course he came in with him, when they came in all those years ago. Very smart guy. I think he's been really bold this offseason. I mean, if you talk to a lot of Rays fans, they're saying, oh, they're getting rid of everybody. But when you kind of peel away the onion, you look at what's left, and it's not bad, and particularly when you get to their starting pitching, led by Alex Cobb at the front end. Starting pitching, is what stirs the drink, and they have a lot of it. So I think right now probably the biggest kink in their armor going into the season will be, the fact that McGee will be on the disabled list to start it. But getting back to Silverman, I just think it's been a flawless thing so far, and they're really excited about Kevin Cash coming in at manager. So, maybe a little makeover, maybe a little kick in the pants is good, as they say about change sometimes.
What is your expectation from Cash? Either tactically, I know that's really hard to know, but even personality-wise, as far as what kind of culture or what kind of vibe he wants to have in the clubhouse.
Well, of course, he was influenced greatly by Tito Francona. Sorry about that. I want to say Tito Landrum. I think he'll keep it loose. I think the big thing he likes to talk about is communication. And everybody talks about how well he communicates. He doesn't seem to have much of an ego. He laughs a lot about his prowess as a major league hitter. So I think it's going to be, interesting to see what he does. And I think he's going to be popular here. He's a homegrown kid. Some of the people remember him when he was here. So, I think they're hoping this guy will be with them for some time.
And, obviously it's a different situation with that club. I mean, I think everybody understands that the expectations, while they're always high, that sometimes things are going to be a challenge. But do you think that the fact that, as you note, he's a hometown guy, do you think that buys him any extra honeymoon or any extra leeway with the fan base if there are some growing pains early?
I'm not really sure if it would, because even though he is a hometown guy, and I think people will like that, he wasn't one of the really visible guys from Tampa. It wasn't like Fred McGriff or Wade Boggs coming in or Tino Martinez. So, people know he's from Tampa, but it's not like they are, have followed his career extensively. So I think, he's pretty much like another manager coming in, other than, they will give him a little bit for being a hometown guy, but he's not exactly a hometown hero,
Gotcha. And one last thing, what still has to get done? What's the shopping list for this club between now and when camp opens in about 6 weeks?
Well, I think they need to do something in the outfield, whether it's, trading a a David DeJesus, although David DeJesus still would fit in very nicely as a, you know, the leadoff guy against right-handed pitching. I'm thinking Zobrist is really the guy that, you know, is going to be moved to kind of clear up some of the things that are left. But other than that, you know, maybe they'll sign a minor league, an experienced reliever to a minor league deal with an invite to camp. But I don't really see a lot big coming, but I would anticipate, I think there's a good chance Zobrist to go.
All right. Well, Bill Chastain, thanks for taking some time to chat here on MLB.com Extras, and thanks everybody for listening.
Visit the official online shop of Major League Baseball at MLB.com/shop for the largest selection of authentic caps, T-shirts, jerseys, hoodies, collectibles, and more. Get your gear straight from the source, the MLB.com shop.